Blog Talk Radio.
World, you just tuned into Blog Talk Radio, and this is Talk to Me, hosted by the one and the only, the most fantabulous, wealthiest, most jubilant sister in the world. That's right. My name is Minister Cherie Humphrey, and I'm the founder and president of Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me, and the producer of A Star is Born Talent Events and Talk to Me Media. Our motto is standing firm on the promises of God. I want to thank everybody for tuning back in to Talk to Me. We've had some fabulous guests on throughout the summer, and we have a fantabulous, awesome, energetic, vibrant, lively, I mean just truly talented group on that's going to be coming on tonight. And we're going to be continuing our conversation, hopefully, with my friend Herb Boyd Jr. If he doesn't find it robbery to call back in and finish giving his thoughts. We are continuing our conversation. This is probably about part four on relationships. Tonight we are talking about the best and the worst date of your life. So if you care to share that information and you want to be a part of this conversation, all you got to do is call into the call-in number. But please don't call in while I have my scheduled guests, because at that time I will be interviewing them, and this has already been pre-arranged. I just want to give shout-outs to Eric. I met this group on August the 23rd, I believe, of this year. A friend of mine, mutual friend of Kim Mathis, his name is Keith. He's the one who's been giving all of these summer events that I've attended in the on the green in Bridgeport, Connecticut. And the last group he had up was a Latin salsa group, Funk Salsa Urban. I don't even know half the things that was being sung, but what I do know is these fellows had me jumping out of my seat. And I don't always do that, because I don't like to tell people that they can, you know, boost up people. You know that they don't have a gift or a talent for that area. And I don't want nobody to do it to me. I want somebody to be honest and genuine, you know. So I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, they was fabulous, and they wasn't. So I told Keith, I gave him feedback, you know, on how I felt on some of the events that I attended. And this one was one of them. The hip-hop concert was off the chisai aim, and it was hot. I enjoyed myself, but right before the hip-hop concert at the Bluefish was Funk Salsa Urban, FSU. So they're going to be calling in just a few minutes. So I got to get all the preliminaries out of the way. And what was your best date? Do you remember your first date? Do you remember your worst date? Usually we remember our worst date more so than anything. I've been on a few dates in my lifetime. I'm 46 and a half years old. So, I mean, I can tell you some stories. Real quick, I do remember going out with this guy who continued to ask me over and over and over. I was taking the bus, and I was living up in Springdale in Stamford, Connecticut, and this guy just couldn't get rid of him. So I said, why not? Let me go out on a date. We went to the steakhouse. This guy got his food. We sat there. First of all, he had no intellectual conversation whatsoever, not to stimulate my brain. So I was already turned off. Boom. Next thing you know, we're eating. He took all his food like a little baby, like he was one, and he mixed it all together, like as in some kind of assortment bowl. But we were eating on a plate with steak and different things, and kept mixing it all together. And I was like, what are you doing? And it was just a turnoff. First of all, if you can't get me business-wise or intellectually to get my attention or something that is going to attract me to you, I'm turned off completely in the first place. So, I mean, there's nothing about the Lord, nothing about nothing that made any good sense to me. So that was a complete turnoff. And the first and last date I had with him, that was about 10 years or 11 years ago, actually 11 years ago. But God has been good. I mean, you know, I just like meeting new people and enjoying myself and networking. Before we go on to anything, I do got to give a couple of scriptures based for this particular topic. Amos 3:3 says, Do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so. Well, you know, you don't want to be forced into anything. And I think I would say to myself now, use your first instinct. That first instinct is usually God speaking to you to say this is good and this is not good. And I knew inside of me that it was not going to go well. I knew I wasn't attracted to him. I shouldn't have wasted my time because I really hate wasting my time. So I should have said no and kept it that way no matter how many times he asked. So that brings me to this scripture, do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so. So I know he was in agreement because he was the one asking, but I wasn't. And so I let him wear me down. And thank God I'm older and wiser now. I don't have time. So let's move on. Let's move on. Because I want to hear these guys. So the lead singer, one of them, lead dancer. Oh, he's just a cutie pie. Anyway, 2 Corinthians 6:14-18 says, do not be yoked together with unbelievers, for what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? What harmony is there between Christ and Belial? Or what does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? Well, I'm going to stop right there. You can read the rest for yourself. People have brought this conversation up, and, you know, I have been partaker of discussions of when two people meet. One may be saved, one may be not. One may be a Christian, one may be a Muslim. One may be of different religions, different backgrounds. They may have different views on child raising and money and communication. So I think it's best that you really get to know each other and don't jump into anything too soon, because it does take time to get to know somebody. And I think that you need to talk a lot of things out. I mean, if you got to write down a personal list for yourself and you have that unction, if the Spirit of the Lord or something inside of you is saying don't do it, then don't do it. And I would just say, listen to your heart. Listen to that inner voice that says, go forward or don't go forward. And so I'm not going to take too much time on that. I do want to give a shout out to my niece, Marquisa Seely. Happy birthday, baby. Auntie, don't even remember how old you are. But I just want to send you hugs and kisses on today. I want to thank Minister Campbell of Wake Praise Slay that took place on Saturday for having me be a part of her event and having a book table to sell my books. Please support me. Go to www.ditrfindingthespiritinme.org/books so that you can order your books. It will be the fifth order since May. God is good. He's moving really quickly. Juan Castillo of WYBC 94.3 will be airing the interview I did with him on July 20th. It will take place on Saturday at 9 a.m. on the 30th of this month. You can go to my Facebook page, Instagram, etc. Please, please, please pray. If you find it in your heart to want to give to this ministry or myself to help me out, because when you are trailblazing and leading something that you don't know where the end will be, but it has blossomed, it's gone so many, opened so many doors, so many things have been birthed. I can't do this alone. I have depleted myself. And some of you who know me well know exactly what I mean. I am asking for you to reach in your heart to give a contribution, a donation. It is $35 for a 15-minute interview. So for people who want to be on this show, please call me up so I can book you. But just know there's a fee. If you want to have your music played or commercials, there are separate fees for that, for your MP3s. And you know that I'm willing to interview people from around the way. People who are celebrities, et cetera, I do not discriminate when it comes to that, long as you have something of importance or value to say or to share with the public. So please give me a call. Help me out. I cannot do this without you. I cannot continue to reach out to the community for free. This is 15 years of doing Diamonds in the Rough. I've interviewed over 250 people in 7 years. I've only received 4 donations, okay? I have done about 140 episodes, celebrity and non-celebrity. I need your help. There's a winner from last year who has cancer battling that, 17 years old, who I still want to continue to promote. She's received everything that's been promised, but I want to continue to move on and do our Star is Born 9. So please send this to anybody that you know may be an angel investor that can help me out. Give me a call. If you want to volunteer or any other ways of contribution, please call me 203-952-9807. Go and get my books. If you are out of state, you can do it online. If you are in Fairfield County, please call me personally. I will save you tax fees, and I will save you shipping and handling. So please do that. I want to send out my prayers and condolences to people who are struggling in the storms and the hurricanes and tornadoes and whatever natural disaster is taking place. My heart goes out to Texas, Florida, Orlando, Jacksonville, in different places where I have family, where I don't have family. God bless you. Stay strong. Stay prayed up. And I know it's easier said than done, but I don't have anything else to offer you but my love and my prayers. Also, Charlottesville, where my mama was born, I just want to send prayers out to those people who have been struggling down there with the overt racism and the KKK and anybody else that has come out against people of color showing hatred. So let's move on real quick because they are holding on to the line, and I want to read their bio real quick. I'm not going to take a song break. We'll do that afterwards before Herb comes on. This New York-based Latin band, FSU, Funk, Salsa, Urban, are making their official debut in the music scene with their first single, Amazing. Inspired by the 90s Latin group DLG, Funk Salsa Urban is fusing the basic salsa rhythms with elements of funk and urban to create an inner city new sound. Between fusing the different types of rhythms, they are also using Spanglish lyrics to cater to a broader audience. I don't know, I think that's Spanish and English put together. But like I said, I didn't know everything they were saying, but I sure knew the movements that they was doing was making me move. Latinos born in the U.S. speak both languages simultaneously, so why not mirror that in our songs? And so I'm going to have them on. They, like I said, they were fantabulous. An innovative group, multicultural group. Them guys was dancing they behind off. I was floored, but I'm going to have them on right now.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good. And which one in the group am I speaking to right now?
You're talking to B.A. Starr. I'm one of the lead singers. Actually, the lead singer and the rapper in the group.
Okay, B.A.'s.
Yeah, B.A., B.A.
B.A.'s, B.A.'s, okay. Well, it was nice to meet you. We took a picture, but you had so many people waiting to take a picture with you.
Yeah, it was a good night. It was a good night. It was a good show, great crowd. And, we had a blast.
Yes, yes. And are there any other fellows on the line right now?
Right now, I think it's just me. We're trying to get a hold of one of the percussionists, but
okay.
We're still trying to get a hold of him.
Now I want to make sure I got the right one in the group. Were you the one that was, you said, came from out of town, Massachusetts or somewhere to sing?
No, that's actually the Golden Boy, Ruben Fontanes. He's from Springfield, Massachusetts. I was the one with that hat, the one that said the Funk Salsa Urban hat.
Okay, and you were the one that was leading the dancers.
I wouldn't call it leading, but yeah, we was getting down with the dancing.
Okay, I said somebody was the one that was leading the dancers, that was giving direction. That's the one. I said, Lord have mercy, you were so fine. I just want you to know that.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And but in any case, you know, share with us a little bit more about what it is that you've done. What's coming up with FSU in the future? Will you be back in Connecticut? Talk to me.
Well, right now what we're doing is we're getting in the studio. We're doing a lot of production. We're working on new music. We're also about to shoot our new our debut music video for one of our tracks. We're working on a new song, and we're going to do a video for that. We're also working on a lot more promotional tours and shows. We're trying to go back to Connecticut as soon as possible. We're working out the dates. We're working out the details so that we can get out there because Bridgeport definitely showed us a lot of love. So we definitely want to get out there as soon as possible. But once all that is confirmed, you can find all that info on our website, fsumusic.com. Where we're up to date with all our information, all our videos, all our music, pictures, anything and everything that has to do with FSU. It's all on our website. It's also on our social media, Funk Salsa Urban for Instagram, Twitter. And, we're just working right now trying to get a lot of things out there to the public and trying to give our new sound to the world so that way they can enjoy, just like you did. Hopefully they can enjoy it as well.
Yes, absolutely. And it was the last one, but the biggest one out of the whole concerts that were done on the green this particular summer that I attended. And you guys, I mean, it reminded me of back in the day when I was in the group and Robbie Jenkins was managing me and three other guys, and we had our own band. And, you know, and it's so much more vivid and so much more vibrant when you have a live band that's playing with you. How do you feel about that?
No, it's a good feeling. I was actually, before joining Funk Salsa Urban, I was doing my solo thing. I was doing my solo career, I was doing urban music, reggaeton, a little merengue, you know, pop music. And when I got the chance, or I was offered the chance to join the group with the idea that they had in mind, I jumped at the chance because it was right up my alley. Being able to contribute in my own style to the salsa genre, but also include a little bit of urban and some funk, it was a no-brainer for me. So, yeah, so I was able to perform on my own with a track, with a DJ, and nothing, and I can say it 1,000,000,000 times, nothing compares to playing and performing with a live band, just like you said.
Yes, yes. And you guys, I mean, I told people, only way I can describe y'all so they can understand and some of the friends that I have was that you guys were Spanish Temptations.
It's funny you say that because what we try to do is we try to take from everywhere because me and not the golden boy, not the one from Springfield, Massachusetts, the other two guys that were dancing with me and doing chorus, those are my two actual brothers. So we grew up, yeah, they're like my real brothers, blood brothers. So we grew up watching and listening to all types of music. We would listen to, you know, we grew up watching Boys to Men, people like the Temptations. We've also checked out the Backstreet Boys and sing, you know, the boy bands. But at the same time, besides that, we also took in other genres or any other artist that in our eyes was able to put on a good show. Because not only, you know, in my opinion, it's not only about just if you sing or if you can rap. Our thing is that we want to put on a great show. So
yes,
we want everybody to leave there and be like, not only are their songs hot, but these dudes can put on a great show, and that's what makes it even better.
Yes, y'all was moving it. I was sitting in the very back of the stage because it was so crowded that I wanted to have a good view. I think I had the best view. Let me stop. Okay, I'm playing.
Nah, yeah, like yeah, it was definitely a great crowd. It was packed. The lighting wasn't as great, so we couldn't see too far back, but we could definitely see the hands, and we can see like the movement of people like dancing all the way in the back. And you know, to us that as performers, you know, once you see people are grooving and dancing and enjoying what you're doing, it only gives you more gasoline to continue to do what you're doing.
Right, and then y'all started playing funk. You was there playing Money, Money, Money. I mean, I was like, oh, shoot. I'm like,
yeah,
you guys are so versatile. You know, whose idea was that to include different genres of music and then make it your own, as in who you are? That's your name.
Well, the leaders of the group are my brother Damien, the piano player Adam Perez, and the trumpet player Chris Sanchez. They came up with the idea to put this band together of being able to just cater to pretty much all types of music, everybody, so that way they can enjoy speaking English and Spanish, because we don't only want to cater to people that just speak English. We want to cater to people that speak Spanish and hopefully mix both. You understand what I'm saying? And
right.
So they came up with the idea, and they just put the pieces together. They picked out who they wanted in the group, who would be good for percussion, who would be good for brass in the front, and and it came about, and that's what you see on stage now, Funk Salsa Urban.
So who writes the lyrics to your you know, your original music?
Well, I take I'm one of the writers in the group. Ruben from Springfield is another one of the writers. But collectively, we come up with an idea, and we try our best to, like, you know, hear each other out and see what works best for what we're trying to do. But the main writers in the group is me and Ruben, and the arrangers for the music, that's Chris Sanchez and Adam Perez. But we're also working with other writers. Our debut single, Amazing, is actually written and composed by a guy from New York City. His name is Brian Martinez. But we're also working with different writers. We're trying to work with different people to see, you know, if they can fit or their style can fit what we're trying to do. So we're always open to working with everybody and anybody to see what can work for the group.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And so have you played, where, I mean, like, where are you guys originally from? Have you played out of the country, like in different areas, Puerto Rico, wherever? Have you played outside of the U.S.?
Well, we're originally from New York. That's where we're based out of. We have guys in the group who are from Puerto Rico. We got guys in the group who are from Dominican Republic. We got guys from Venezuela, from Cuba. We haven't reached those places yet, but we're definitely trying within the next few months to reach those places. We've definitely hit up a lot of the places here in New York. We've gone to New Jersey. We've gone to Philadelphia. We've hit up Massachusetts, Connecticut. So right now it's just working on the music and continuing to develop what it is that we're trying to do. And hopefully within the next few months, try to plan a promo tour to head out to DR, to Orlando, to Miami, to Puerto Rico, to Venezuela, and, you know, branch out in the biggest way possible so not only New York can hear what Funk Salsa Urban is, but the entire world.
Right, right. And when you do that, be careful, because with all the hurricanes and tornadoes and volcano eruptions going on, you know, just use wisdom as to where you go next and how soon.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. You got to be careful with that. It's what's going on right now is really sad. It's something that's just dangerous and scary to think about. I actually have my dad who's in Puerto Rico, and they just got through the hurricane. My grandmother's right now in Orlando, and I'm calling and reaching out to her to make sure everything is okay down there. And it's just, you know.
She all right?
Yeah, she's all right. Everybody's
okay.
All right. You know,
okay,
thank God.
Good,
everybody's good.
Good
right now.
Yes, absolutely. So let's get into, because I'm going to ask you to sing a little something. I don't care if you're by yourself or not. You can give me a couple of bars. But before that, our topic tonight, because we've been talking about relationships. I mean, some of the conversations have been very funny. Some have been really enlightening and educational, inspiring, and some have just been plain outright dumb. But I would love for you to tell me, what was your best date and what was your worst date?
My best date. Okay, I'm going to start with my worst date. Start with the bad first. So I was went out to a club. This was a few years back. Went out to a club, had a few drinks, which right there in itself, it's a problem. Had a few drinks. I guess I wasn't seeing straight. Ended up getting a girl's number. And I decided to, the next day I realized that I had her number. I reached out, called her. And I didn't realize at the time, I was trying to figure in my head and think about what exactly this girl looked like. So to me, I was thinking, you know, if I got her number, she's gotta be good, attractive. She's gotta be my type.
Right.
So I called
her.
We make arrangements to go out. I end up parking in front of her apartment. I tell her I'm outside. When the girl comes out, I'm like, wait a minute, this can't be the girl. So I'm starting to retrace my steps, and I'm like, this got to be a girl for somebody else. This can't be. She's walking to my car, and she opens the door, and she's like, hey, what's up? And I'm like, what's up? But I'm just confused because I'm like, this can't be the same girl I was just with, you know, the other night. So I let it go. I'm like, you know what? Let's go about the date. We go out.
Right.
We go out to eat. Then I start to realize, like, the girl didn't have any type of personality. Like, we just didn't click. I ended up calling a couple of my boys, and I'm like, yo, what are you guys doing? I need to do something. I'm trying to see what's going on. We gotta kind of, like, retrace what happened to see why it is that I got this girl's number. So we go out to the club. We meet up with my boys, and I'm having some, you know, at first I'm looking at her, not attractive, you know, not my type. And it's not all about the looks, but she just wasn't my type. So
right.
After a few drinks, that person came back, and I'm thinking to myself, like, wait a minute, this is what it was. The alcohol has me looking at this person in a different type of way. So at the end of the night, I'm thinking to myself, okay, so I know that after tonight, I'm not going to see this girl anymore. So I'm trying to be as respectful as I can, you know, trying to be a gentleman. And I walk her to the door, and she normally the guy is the one who leans in for a kiss, trying to make a move. And I see that she's the one leaning in to give the kiss. And as shocked as I was, I leaned back and I took out my hand and I shook it. And as I'm shaking her hand, I'm like, wait a minute, I actually made a move to shake this girl's hand. And I couldn't even believe it. I was like, the one time that gentleman came out and I wasn't making no moves is this time right here. I got in my car. I called my boys up, and I'm like, anybody tell me that the girl that I bagged the other night was not for me. And my boys started dying. They were like, we knew that was going to happen to you, but we let you be.
Right.
It was just one of those things where, after that night, I was like, yeah, I got to be careful when I start getting girls' numbers if I'm having a couple of drinks. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, that's, I mean, I've heard some horror stories. I mean, I wish I had called my girlfriend so she could have been on the line with you. We've been friends for like 30-something years, and she told me about this guy that was over 400 pounds she met, and he lied about what he looked like, everything. He turned with one eye. He was just messed up. He ate like four meals and then asked for hers. I mean, you know, it was just some crazy. Yeah.
Well, compared to mine, that I mean, mine is nothing compared to that then.
But the thing about it is, like Jamie Foxx wrote that song, Blame It on the Alcohol. That's why I said, be ye of sober mind.
I know. It's funny, I mean, this happened around the time when that song actually came out. And when that song came out, I was like, wow, this song should have came out a long time before. So I could have had, you know, a clue as to not doing what the song is saying. You got to blame it on the alcohol sometimes.
Yes, Lord. I know when I used to drink back in the day, I thank God I've been clean for almost 12 years come February. But at the same token, I remember when you have a little tipsy and a guy try to talk to you, you don't even remember sometimes what they look like, especially if you didn't have something hard.
Nah, definitely. That's why you got to be careful when you could get cat. You know, that's that new show, Catfish. You know, people online, they saying one thing,
right,
and then you meet them and it's a different person. That, you know,
yes.
Back in the day when there was no Catfish, when there was no Instagram, there was no social media, you had to go by just going out and meeting somebody. And if you had too many drinks, the next time you could be catfished because it might not be the same person.
Might not be the same person at all. So, so true. Because back in the day, you had to learn how to socialize. You had to learn how to communicate because you had no devices to do it for you. You know what I mean?
Now if you get somebody's number or something, you could quickly go on their social media and see if you actually really want to go out with them or not.
Yep. You do. That's what I tell people. Hey, you want to start a committed relationship, you better do your homework first. You better investigate. You better, you know, ask questions. Get to know that person, the good, bad, and the ugly, because like they say, the representative always shows up. I say representative shows up for the first maybe 6-7 times.
Definitely. Definitely. They're putting on that nice front. After that, that's when the real person comes out.
Yes. Exactly. So it's crazy. But what was your best date? What was the best date you ever had?
Best date. I'm actually pretty simple. So I ended up meeting a girl actually at a lounge. They didn't have that many drinks, so I was trying to make sure that if I didn't meet somebody, I was gonna remember who it was. You know, ended up meeting her. We spoke. We ended up going out, having a bite to eat. It was actually probably one of the simplest dates I've ever been on, but it was the chemistry was there. She was good to talk to. We went out to eat. We went out to a movie. I think after a movie, we went out to a lounge. It was probably one of the best dates I've ever had. And I kept it simple.
So
I like
chemistry,
to keep it simple sometimes.
Right. And sometimes that's the best, you know, date. And sometimes that's when, you know, when it's right and when that's the person for you, that's you end up falling in love. And so
yeah,
it's not predicated to me on how much money you're spending, because you could spend $200-$300 on a date and can't stand that person by the end of the night.
Exactly. Definitely. I hear you. You're right on the money with that.
Yes, and you'd be like, oh, my God, how long is this going to last? And then you do keep looking at your phone or you keep looking at the clock, and you're like, my God, how can I get away? And
this got to be the longest date ever.
Yes. Well, when you're there and you've agreed to pay this time and you're worried that you don't have enough money, now that's the worst feeling. Oh,
that's
got
to be a bad. Luckily, I always try my best to carry with, you know, to make sure that I have enough money, so that way that doesn't happen. But you know, I haven't come across that situation. That'd be terrible for me to go through something like that.
Yes,
for anybody
yes,
to go through something like that, that's got to be
anybody,
the worst feeling.
Anybody, I know I've been through it before, and I was sweating bullets. I was saying to myself, "Oh my God, how much is this person gonna eat? How much liquor are they going to drink? I only got $100, and I'm sitting here, and I'm saying to myself, okay, am I going to be able to eat too?" I'm like, you know, it was just, when I tell that story to some of my friends, they're like, uh-uh, Cherie. But this is about 10 years ago, and, you know, it's just, I have been just praying to God that he sends it. I don't want to waste my time. I'm the type of person, I'm like, I could be doing X, Y, and Z. You know,
yeah,
that's me. You know what I mean?
I hear you. I'm the same way. I don't like to waste my time.
Yes, yes. And, you know, it gets played out after a while. You know, you don't want to know about favorite colors. You want to know about houses, diamond rings, businesses, you know, 401k plans, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, you want to know about commitment, where your heart is. Do you know the Lord? You know, do you what kind of inner strength do you have? You know,
yeah,
can you carry me? Can you be the head of this of your life and my life? You know, and be my covering. And you know, these are important questions that I have now, unlike I did when I was, you know, in my early 20s. You
yeah,
know, or in as a teenager. So, in any case, I wanted to find out if you could just share your information again. I know Herb is supposed to be calling in soon. And if there's anything else that you want to share with the people, a word of advice, word of wisdom, something you want to tell them about, whatever, go ahead and feel free to do that.
Well, all our social media for Funk Salsa Urban, it's pretty simple. Funk Salsa Urban for Instagram, Twitter. We have a Facebook fan page, Funk Salsa Urban. Our website is fsumusic.com. I'll say it again, fsumusic.com. That'll keep you up to date with all our music videos, our performances, our bio about the group, and just anything and everything that has to do with Funk Salsa Urban. Also, we're actually selling our shirts. We didn't wear them actually in Bridgeport, but normally we wear our Funk Salsa Urban shirts just so that people know who we are when we're performing. And it's actually something that's getting a good buzz. People are actually interested in the T-shirts. You can buy those on the website, fsumusic.com. We're going to start selling the hats that I wear. I have a lot of kids who every time I take a picture with them, they want a hat. So we're going to start selling them those also. And as far as words of wisdom, I just say to anybody and everybody, if you're trying to do something, just do it. If you have a dream, I know that sounds very cliche, but I'm doing that right now. I'm doing what it is that I love. And it took a few years because, like I said, I was doing my solo project, urban music, but originally my family comes from a background of salsa and Latin music. So to be able to contribute in this aspect as far as funk, salsa, urban, giving it our own taste and our own twist, it makes me feel 100% better than when I was doing my own stuff. I believe in this project 100%. And like I said, if there's something that anybody wants to do, go out and do it. Make it your own. And people can tell the difference between if it's truly you or if it's not you. And right now, what we're doing is truly all of us. Everybody in the band, from the lead singer to the percussionist to the brass and anybody and everybody who has to do with funk, salsa, urban. It's a great movement. And I hope that we get a lot of the listeners to come out to the shows, and those interested to definitely reach out to our social media. We're very active on that. So reach out, Funk Salsa Urban. You heard me?
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. And you're not going to get away with this. I mean, I need to hear you sing something. Give me a taste, a little bit of something.
Well, the golden boy, Ruben, is the one who has the vocals for the singing. But I'll definitely spit a couple of bars of something that
okay.
we do on stage. It goes like
okay.
this. Dame un minuto, solo un momento. You want to speed it up, solo quiere lento. I got that fire, that fuego, todo el tiempo. También puedo defenderme con instrumento. A la cumba la cumbita, pa' que lo bailen los lobos y vacilen la nenita. Esto no es salsa normal, esto es funk, salsa urban. You heard me?
Yes, yes, yes. I think you did that night.
Yes, yes. That's definitely one of those lines. That
yes.
people have definitely gravitated towards. It's something that people always say. Every time we say funk, salsa, urban, they reply with the, you heard me.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. B-Ace, right?
Yeah, B-Ace Star. My last name is Bad Star,
right.
So I turned it into, you know, I turned it into, I made it my own, B-Ace Star.
Okay. All right, well, thank you so much for coming on tonight. Tell the rest of the guys, I said thank you. I wish all three of them could have joined you, but I appreciate you calling in. If you'd like to make a contribution, that's up to you. I know how it is, protocol, when you're in the music and in media industry, but we're looking for your help. If you know anybody that's able to help Diamonds in the Rough, my website is listed there, and I'm working with some old equipment here. So I want to keep this show going. Because it has touched many, many lives, more than I can even remember. And I thank God, so I just need somebody to uphold this ministry and myself by helping out in whatever capacity they are led to do so.
No, well, thank you for having us. I mean, thank you for having me. I wish the guys could have been here, too. You know what it is with the group? It's so many of us in the group that we take turns doing interviews. And today, Lucky BA got the chance to talk to you, so you got me for this one.
Yes, I got the right one.
Yeah, definitely. But I'll definitely let the guys know. We'll definitely make a contribution, and we'll spread the word
okay.
that way we can help you out as much as we can as well. But thank you again for having us, for having me.
Yes.
And thank you for, you know, reaching out and for enjoying what it is that we did out in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Yes, no doubt. Thank you so much. And give a shout out to Keith Jackson once again for putting it all together.
Shout out to Keith. Yeah, definitely.
Keith in the house, Keith.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
All right, then. You have a blessed night. Thank you so much.
You too. Have a great night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you have it. B.A. Star. From FSU Funk Salsa Urban. If you saw them, you know what I'm talking about. If you didn't get a chance to see them, listen to the show so you can check out where they're going to be at next. I do want to reiterate some of the information that I gave earlier today as far as going, supporting, and getting my books. If you're in the Fairfield County area, please call me up so I can take my fifth order of books. New books that are not available online. I have many children books. I have a relationship book, Can a Sister Get Some Love, which is about women over the age of 40 who are educated in their likelihood to get married to an educated black man. That is my master's thesis. Also, there are several books by June West, KCE Entertainment author. You can find her online. But all 11 paper books and backs, including my niece's book, The Dog Who Has Asthma, is available through me. Call me up, 203-952-9807, to place your order. I'm going to tell you what all the books are, and then I'm going to go to a song break, and hopefully Herb Boyd will have called in. If not, Herb, I'm going to punch you in your neck when I see you. All right. My e-books are also available. There's four of them up there. My poetry, which is A Diamond in the Rough, Volume 2. Let Me Decorate Mommy is also an e-book. Then I have two more e-books up there, one for June West, which is Love Letters. Then there are the 11 paperbacks. I'm going to go down the list, starting with the children's book, The Dog Who Got Healed of Asthma. That's written by Aaliyah Evans, my niece, Pinky Pooh, Where My Daddy At, only available through me. Light Skin, Dark Skin, I Win, for little girls, that's available through me. Don't Hurt Me With Brutality, that's about violence in the community, Black on Black Crime, and Police Brutality. Also, Junk Drawer, that is for anyone. Any kid ages 6 and up, and it is about the correlation between feeling worthless and not valued to the value of the junk drawer. And everyone can relate to having a junk drawer in their house. So those are some of my children's books. Like I said, June West, you can get her, 9 months, 3 days, 28 minutes, which is my bestseller, which is a crazy book in regards to a woman coming out of all kinds of things, drugs, sex, alcohol, you name it, going south, gets her life together, becomes a minister, and then her past confronts her. So we have In the Eyes of the Enemy, which is a short tale, but 9 months is a novel. Can a Sister Get Some Love, the relationship book, which has research, testimonies, it also has interviews, et cetera, et cetera. The other adult books that are under my name is Boo, You Got Me Twisted, which is talking about the diaspora of complexions of all women of color. The ethnic background is talking about information dating back to the Moors and being civilized and being well-versed in arts and mathematics and science. It's even pictures of Afeni Shakur, Angela Davis, and I believe Martin Luther King's wife. I'm not exactly sure because I've written so many recently. But in any case, it's showing the different textures, hair textures of black women from ether number one all the way to ether number nine, and where we have been brainwashed in a Manichean mindset to believe good hair, quote unquote, is very, very fine hair, which is assimilating to the Caucasian man or woman, which is untrue. And so good hair could be anything you want it to be. But I do know that the hardest and toughest and strongest hair is ether number nine, and that is the good hair for us. That is the natural ancestry of our hair and lineage in many places, but not all, because we come from such a diverse place. But they made us think that the darker, the worse, the harder texture, the worse, the coarser, the worse, everything black, the worse. So I'm just here to let you know that that part is not true. And I'm light-skinned, okay? I got wavy, curly hair. And I learned to love me, regardless of the fact. Black Woman, My Best Thing, which is an apology from the black man to his woman. And all types of things of why he is apologizing. And if you have been hurt, violated, or it have been in a broken relationship with a black man, this is a good poetic booklet to have in your arsenal, especially for a man. I've met so many people, and I'm not going to put everybody in a nutshell, but I say for the most point, you know, every many 90% of the men that said that they were going to follow through and do something that I've met in the course of doing business with in the last couple of months fell through. I'm not saying all of them, but I'm saying most of them. Many of the women that I've met, half have come through and half haven't. So we all got to do better in some area. So if you have been with a man that is constantly lying, constantly telling you certain things or being a player, this book will minister to you. Where My Daddy At will minister to the areas of the child and a young adult where they have not had a father in their life and the effects that that has had on them and how, you know, they long for that type of healthy, positive, non-abusive relationship that is productive. Because, you know, you got people from all walks of life. I lived in a group home as a child, and I pretended that this man who was there, who was my complexion, but he was Italian, who had coarser hair, and I said he was my father because I was ashamed that I didn't have my father in my life. Unbeknownst to me, that when I entered that group home and I was going to court to fight my stepfather for molestation, unbeknownst to me, I didn't even know my father was as sick as he was with kidney failure, my biological father, Alfonso June Humphrey. And I did not know that. He was 30 years old when he died. He died the month I went into the foster home at the Children's Center and had to be put away because my life was threatened by my stepfather. So in any case, there are effects. There are things that take place because there is not a stable-minded, firm-grounded father figure. And you can have somebody in the home, doesn't mean they're present. You know, doesn't mean that they're involved. Doesn't mean that they're participating. Excuse me. And for those of you who do have that or did have that, I would say God bless you and congratulations that that man did what he was supposed to do. He don't need to win an award for it because there's many women who do it every day and they don't get nothing, not even recognition. So you birthed a child. That is your seed. It even tells you in the Bible that you will be cursed if you do not do right by your seed. And so I'm trying to say, get this book. Let it bless you. Let it bless your lives. Light skin, dark skin, the same thing. Let that bless your life. Because we as a people need to stop fighting. We have black people in every area of this world, every continent, every indigenous area, every non-indigenous area. There exists ethnic people with all shades. When we got dropped off from those slave ships, we existed all over the world. And even before we got dropped off, we existed in all over the world of different shades and were native in certain countries and places. So in any case, we never have been the minority. We have always been the majority. So we want people to stop this fighting, African-American women, or distill this anger over light skin, dark skin. Look, we was all, back in the day, we would have both been slaves, whether one was in the house or one was in the field. You know about a movie that came on that John Legend did, what different people had to go through if you lived in, if you worked in the field and if you worked in the house. Regardless of the fact you were still a slave, you were still owned by somebody else. So we need to learn to let this thing go. This is what they planned and what they wanted. This is what Lynch told and advice he gave to the slave owners to make them, put them against each other by the skin tone, the color of their skin. And for those that are still struggling with this, come on, heal. Heal from this because we see what's going on here across the world, across the United States, every freaking state. This police brutality, KKK ain't even wearing no daggone hoods no more. They jumping out the woodworks with freaking cookout sticks, whatever you call them things, and they're blatant out there in your face looking at you. right here in Charlottesville where my mother was born and my people are at, right there in your face. When I was in Charlotte, same thing. They started walking across the bridge there. They was out in the open. They don't care no more. So don't think that it don't exist because it didn't hit your front door, but it hit somebody's front door. It hit Trayvon Martin's door. It hit so many people's doors that could have been your sons, your daughters, your nieces, your nephews, your grandparents, your parents, whatever the case may be. So we got to learn how to stick together and stop having this crab in the barrel mentality, because there's people out here that is dying. There's people out here in the street ain't got nowhere to live, okay, regardless of the hurricane. They ain't got nowhere to go. They're in the cold. They ain't got no food. They ain't been had no food. They had nobody standing by them, nobody to love them, nobody to help them, nobody to pray with them, nobody to do nothing with them. So, and don't even know Jesus, and some of them want to know Jesus, but they too busy worrying about what I'm going to drink, what I'm going to eat, where I'm going to live. So you got some real issues out here instead of playing these games with this light-skinned, dark-skinned mess, okay? So I just want to encourage you, get this book, Light Skin, Dark Skin, I Win, because we all need to be winning right now, okay? Nobody need to be hating. Nobody need to be done and doing none of that, because somebody got a relative down there where the hurricanes is at that you've been praying for. And so we need to focus on what is real and what is not real, okay? This is a mindset, a Manichean mindset that has been ingrained in generation after generation after generation. Let it go, because ain't no good hair, ain't no bad hair, ain't none of that. It's just your hair, period. Ain't no good skin, ain't no bad skin. It's just your skin. If you got a bar of soap and you can wash your behind, it's good skin. Okay, if you got some lotion you can put on it, it's going to be even better skin. So we need to get out of that. We need to get out of that mindset. So I just want to encourage you. Thank you once again for tuning in to Talk to Me Media. We have over 10,000 listenership since April 23rd, 2010. Thank you so much. I just want you to tune back in. We have a surprise guest that is coming on the 25th. You don't want to miss this show. I want to apologize for the last episode, but the Wi-Fi cut off, and like I told you, I'm using old equipment, and my phone didn't even work, okay? I had to use my second phone, my Obama phone, to make this call and make this show happen. So I'm not telling you stuff just to get your money. I'm telling you that if you feel it in your heart to want to contribute, please do, because I need it. I need another computer. I need a phone that's going to be reliable. I need all of this because this show might not bless somebody else, but it might bless the next person. So you just don't know. Please forward it to somebody else. I'm going to take you out because Herb did not call in like he said he was going to do, but I love you anyway, Herb, and I'm going to take us out with a little bit of Days of Our Life by Urban Mystique.
So deep, you're my God. think I might wipe her. You know, cut her when I want no rubber when I pipe her. Or maybe I just like her and only tell her those things cause I know it excites her. I'm so clear with this thing, it's a crying shame. I got a giving brain, call it mind game. Looking out a credit card and she buying things. Sipping wine and champagne, call it wine pain. I get bored with them quick though, cause it's more than a cute face, more than a thick O. I'm trying to score with them rich though. I mean, not just alright, but can afford a little bit more. Why not? You only live once. And if the love's sorry, I'm only drill once. It's the same way it go, I'm just reversing the role. And I ain't playing with them, though, I'm putting a hurt in them.
These are the days of my life. We got one life to live. As the world turns from getting young and reckless, you're so bold and beautiful. With passion so deep, you're my guiding light that makes my life complete. Ooh, baby.
Yours truly, Rock For Real, Reign Entertainment.